Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We have a full house today and we have a special guest. Who's here? But Sydney Cohn. She's a member of the Cohn family, who of course owns ASI. And Sydney, you are 14 years old now?
Yes.
She's interning with the editorial department.
I remember when she was just
week.
A little baby.
Well, that just shows how old you are.
My grandma.
Like 20 years.
Sydney's going to talk to us in just a little bit. She's going to give us some great insight on into hot promo products that tweens like. Even though she's slightly above the tween age, she has a tween sister. And, you know, so she's in the know more than we are.
Yes.
That's for sure. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing
What's
editor,
up?
Is here. And Sydney, could you actually hold on to this for the show?
Why put her through that?
Not only do we have you, but we have a fan with your face on it. So
yes.
What could be more special than that?
It's pretty special.
We could have a fan with everyone's face on it.
Andy Cohn, you really don't have to hold that. Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. Andy, you are hard at work, just about to put the finishing touches on the Counselor State of the Industry issue.
You bet.
Do you have some good news for us?
Outlooks are bright. Distributor and supplier forecasts are very positive for the rest of 2013 and into 2014. So things are looking good.
I think it's the best state of the industry issue yet. It's coming out mid-July. It has
tons and
tons of strategies and case studies on what's working now, right,
you
for distributors and suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So we will certainly look forward to that. Kathy Houston is here, everyone's favorite editor of Advantages magazine.
Heavy only.
Kathy, what's hot in the Advantages world?
Well, it's too much to even talk about.
Really?
We don't have that much time.
All right. Well, you'll give us some insight, I'm sure, in a little
bit. We have plenty of time, Kathy. Why don't
Michelle
you get started?
Bell is here, editor of Supplier Global Resource. Michelle and I just spent almost a week with Meese. Is it Meese? Moose? Plural of Meese?
Moose.
No.
Mooses.
No, it's Moose.
Moose.
We spent a week with the Moose up in the Canadian Rockies at the first ever ASI Power Summit Canada.
Did you
Michelle.
See moose?
Yep. Are you fully recovered?
Yeah, just barely. The Canadians are hearty drinkers.
They
took their toll on my liver.
They are.
We had a great time with our Canadian friends, and we're going to talk about it in just a little while. Vinny, of course, is manning the phones today, 215-953-4979. Give us a call. Today's call-in question is, how can I prove to my clients that promo products really work? I think we have some ideas on that. If you have some comments or questions, again, proving the value of promo products, give us a call, 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the line today, what are we going to give you?
Well, the prize pack keeps getting bigger. First, you're going to get the ASI radio host fans. Andy's holding up mine, but it
hasn't. Except for mine, because I don't like it.
No, you're getting
You're getting Melinda's, too. You're getting the finger puppets, you're getting the Joe Show key tag, and you're getting a $25 Visa gift card.
This is a valuable call.
It is.
Quite a prize pack.
A prize pack.
Call Vinny, 215-953-4979. We're going to talk about proving the value of promo products to your clients. If you have questions or comments, we put you on the air. You can win the ASI prize pack. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, of course, we have our Product Safety Minute with Leighton Lee. We're also going to listen to a recap of the Canadian Power Summit. Kathy's going to let us know why the Dalai Lama thinks women are better leaders. Andy has tips for hiring the best employees. We're going to look at four ways to make smarter decisions. Sydney's going to tell us what the hot promo products are for tweens, and we'll eventually get around to our favorite products. But let's start this whole show off with the industry news.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with legal news. A ruling by a federal judge could have significant impact on the ability of American companies to rely on unpaid internships. Federal District Judge William Pauley's decision in a Manhattan courtroom found that Fox Searchlight Pictures violated federal and New York minimum wage laws by using unpaid interns. Check out Promogram for more details. On to general economic news now. A new survey of CEOs reveals a slightly optimistic economic outlook over the next 6 months. Conducted by Business Roundtable, the survey found that CEOs expect a mild increase in economic output with additional improvements in hiring and sales. Product news now. Following in the footsteps of Texas cities Austin, Brownsville, and South Padre Island, city council members in Dallas are proposing a ban on single-use plastic bags. Dallas Councilman Dwayne Carraway's proposal would ban grocery stores and drug stores from handing out single-use plastic bags to customers. Industry personnel news now. Counselor Top 40 supplier The Magnet Group has promoted Jeff Skoda to the position of president of Perfect Promotional Products, which is one of Magnet's subsidiaries. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Well, Andy, you get to see me wearing a chef's cap.
Are you going
to
cook?
Everybody looks forward to
that. I'm not
that.
Cooking, but you can see me wearing the cap.
Well, then what good is that?
Well, if I cooked, I mean, it's not like you could eat it.
All right, thank you, Andy. We've got our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone to give us our product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi there. So what's the topic today?
I hope everybody's
today?
Recovering from Banff.
Yes, we had a fantastic time in Banff.
Yeah, wonderful. Today's product safety minute is related to a recall we had a week ago that was announced by the CPSC. And Stride-Rite, the famous children's shoe company, had a recall of children's sandals for little flowers that were embellishments on the sandals. And those popped off. There were a number of complaints of children finding these little flowers coming off. And today's topic is really about physical and mechanical hazards. We've always talked about, in the past year and a half, 2 years, about chemical hazards, you know, BPA and phthalates and lead and cadmium and everything else. But today we're talking about physical and mechanical hazards. These are hazards that can pose as choking hazards, sharp points, sharp edges, and other different dangers that can harm children. Now, many, many of us suppliers and distributors in our industry deal in products that can be, well, reconfigured to become children's products. And today's product safety minute is really about those items that can release small parts, sharp points, and sharp edges. And the physical and mechanical testing by the lab is done by torquing and pulling and dropping certain items that are intended for children to see if those products would release dangerous pieces that could harm children. So keep in mind as distributors and suppliers when we're dealing with children's products to not just look at the chemical aspects, the lead and cadmium and phthalates and BPA, but also at the physical hazard that could harm children. And distributors should keep an eye on these and when properly selecting products for their customers and clients. And suppliers really own this piece. Suppliers are the best parties in the supply chain to understand their product and to do the proper testing and to advise their distributors the proper product for their customer. And that concludes this product safety minute. I'm going to go have a moose head beer now. So we'll see you later.
Well, it's a little early for that, but thank you so much, Leighton. Michelle, you were shaking your head when Leighton was making his points at the end. What were you particularly?
Well, he's right, unfortunately, that suppliers are going to have to own this, at least initially, as far as making sure to monitor any loose products, especially for children. You know, it's interesting. When people say children's products, you automatically think like children's toys. That's not the way that they define it. Uh-huh. They define it as any product, even a bag or a mug. If you have, you know, something, a mug, you know, what child drinks coffee? Nobody. But if you put a princess logo on that mug,
yeah, Hello Kitty,
it mm-hmm. becomes a child's product. Mm-hmm. So really it can be anything. And unfortunately, it all is going to have to start with distributors as far as monitoring that.
You know, there is something, though, while suppliers have to own the, you know, the compliance and the safety of it and the testing, you know, they certainly do. Distributors have something to own, too, and that's to know what their clients are going to use products
yes.
for. To Michelle's point, you know, yes, if there's a Hello Kitty logo, you know it's becoming a children's product. But there are some gray areas, and it might not be a logo that is clearly, you know, a child-focused logo, but they might be handing it out at an event that children are going to be at and going to get the item in their hands, and then that could be considered a children's product as well. So, you know, general use items can become children's products very easily. So it's really incumbent on upon distributors to ask a whole lot of questions of their clients these days about where products are going to be handed out and who's going to receive them. You don't always know that. You know, if you just get an order from a repeat client and they say, we need 1,000 travel mugs, You might just fulfill that order and you know, put it through to your supplier and get the artwork and do what you normally do. But you still have to ask the question,
sure,
who's going to get that?
Because if there's a problem, they're
the
culpable.
Key.
They're
yeah,
going to be culpable.
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah. So it's something to remember.
Well, those are important points. We're going to go to our call-in question right now, which is, how can I prove to my clients that promo products really work? And on line 4, we have Sophie this morning. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Sophie, what's your question?
Well, I was reading on the ASI Central website about the ASI ad impression study, and I saw that it says a promo product costs less than 5 cents per impression, and I was wondering if you could tell me how you calculate that and also how I can explain it to clients, because I've never heard it explained that way before, and I'm a little bit confused.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that. We're going to cut off your phone right now because we're getting a little feedback. But Vinny, we'll take your information. Thanks for calling. The ad impression study is actually half a cent. Promotional products each deliver half a cent per impression. Of course, that compares very favorably to other types of advertising media like primetime TV and newspapers and things like that. A short answer to that is we gather data from Nielsen Research to determine the cost per impression of all types of advertising media. And then we calculate the cost per impression of promo products in an interesting way. You know, basically we do a lot of man-on-the-street interviews and surveys of people, asking them that how often or how long they hold on to the promotional products they have, how many people they encounter while using or wearing the product, and how often they take it out of the house. And by doing that and then crunching the number of an average cost of the promotional items they own, we're able to come up with a cost per impression that compares to other types of media. You know, that's a complicated, you know, maybe too long of an explanation that you'd like to give your client. But basically, you know, we've got a great chart in that study that shows the cost per impression of promotional products versus these other types of media. I would pull that out and show it to their client as a starting point.
The key is that media buyers buy advertising based on cost per impression numbers. That's how ad agencies essentially purchase media advertising. So we wanted to put promotional products in that spotlight and use it as a comparative, like Melinda was saying. So that the cost per impression of a promotional product is half a cent. That's going to compare very favorably to TV and radio and other outlets for advertising. So your client and their ad agency, if they're working with an ad agency, certainly would know these numbers, and that's something to throw around.
And, you know, that's one key part of the study. But another one that I think is very key when talking to people about advertising is that 87% of the business people who own promotional products can recall the name of the advertiser on the products they currently have in their possession.
Right.
Now, if you think of, you know, you were scanning the web yesterday or you're watching TV, can you name all the advertisers?
No, because I always change the channel.
Exactly. but, you know, people
Hello, DVR.
Have a great recall of the advertisers on the promotional products they own. So I think that's another key part of the study. If you go to asicentral.com to the research section, you can see the entire study. We have on line five our friend Stanley from California. Good morning, Stanley.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good. It's interesting, this topic of ROI, because what I find is that one of the things that I did is I put all your videos from the ASI studies on my website.
Uh-huh.
So when I want to reference them, it's just right there, like the reach and recall, how promo products, you know, compare, you know, the favorite products, the kitchen products, you know. And I was given an article that said we go to sleep on a blanket that has a name on it, on a mattress that has a name on it. We use soap that has a name on it. We brush our teeth with a certain paste that has a name on it, with a brush that has our name on it, you know, and we think ad impressions don't work, you know. So I just try to find people that really like promo products and really like the idea, because sometimes you go into clients and I find that the person I'm trying to sell to is destined and committed to proving that promo products don't work. And I'm like, okay, next.
All right, well, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you're using our videos. There's certainly a lot of resources out there that you have to convince clients who are willing to listen of the effectiveness of promo products. So thanks so much for calling.
Hang
Stanley.
On. Let me ask Stanley a question. When you when you encounter that client that does not, you know, is so intent on just challenging everything about the ROI of promotional products, what do you say? How do you try to turn them the other way?
Well, one of the things I asked him, I said, let me ask you, how many competitors do you have in your market? And they'll start to, you know, they'll start to open up to that. And I say, you know, well, how do you want to be in your industry? Do you want to be with those competitors? Do you want to beat the competitors? Do you want to just kind of blend in? Because let's look at what your competition is doing. and let's see what they're doing to stay on top. And maybe this is the reason why, you know, you're where you are, and let's see how we can get you to reach this next plateau. And I just try to get them to – there's a guy named Simon Sinek. If you haven't looked him up, it's a great YouTube, S-I-N-E-K. And he talks about you want to work with people that believe what you believe. And if you can get them to believe what you believe, it's amazing how they get enthusiastic about being a part of what you're doing. And so I just try to, you know, I never try to push people into, you know, trust me, this works. You've got to do this, because that doesn't work. It's, you know, they buy with resentment and, you know, they second guess everything. So I find that if I can get people to get on my side as from their own enthusiasm, mm-hmm. it really does bring them around. And then, you know, the reorders come in and the referrals come in. And so that's typically what I try to do.
Cool. All right. Thanks for the tip, Stanley.
Great. Thanks, Stanley. And stay on the line for your big ASI radio prize pack.
It's a big one this
it's
week.
Exciting. All right, Michelle, I know that lots of Facebook comments have come in on this topic. What do you have?
Yep. I have two, actually. One from David Garthwaite, who says, the proof is in the response. I always tell my clients to create a different URL for the web, to get an 800 phone number, to imprint on the product, or use promo codes. These are items you can track. If you put the company name and main phone number on a product, you will have an easier time proving the results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
Yeah,
and then we have
that.
Adam Brown at Motivators, who says, present your ideas in real world relatable terms. The coffee mug you use every day, the calendar you look at every day, the keychain you grab every day. All of these items you see and use every day are promotional products. So it's almost like what Stanley said.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
there
the same
are
thing.
There are logos and names on things everywhere. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, they just become white noise to people. You need to really reiterate that, you know, these are things you're seeing every day, and they really work.
Yeah, and use the case studies. Use case studies of how your clients have put promotional products to good use in their marketing campaigns.
Wait, so listen to this. So this is from Sally Daniel Anderson, who says, as a distributor, obviously I give out self-promotions quite frequently. Last week I got a call from someone out of the blue who I'd never met. He placed a small initial order with me with more to come down the road, he promised. When I asked him how he heard about me, he said he'd been staring at a stadium cup on his desk filled with pens that have been there for 2 years that he got from me.
That's funny. Yeah.
So there it is.
That's great. All right. Thanks to our Facebook friends for those comments. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. When we return, we're going to give you a recap of the Canadian Power Summit. And Sydney Cohn is going to talk about hot promo products that tweens like.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Michelle and I were at the Canadian Power Summit last week. Andy,
I was there
you were
for a
there
little
briefly
while.
Until you decided to leave us in the dust. It was the first one. We've obviously done Power Summits for several years here in the U.S. This is the first one in Canada. We had about 50 people up in Banff. Michelle, I thought it was a fantastic, not only great location, but boy, what a great program, great education, and fantastic networking with our Canadian friends. What was the highlight for you?
You know, a couple things struck me about the differences between the Canadian industry and the people that practice in it and the U.S. market. They're very willing to share their information. I mean, very engaged right from the first session. You know, it wasn't just that they were sitting there listening. They had questions. They jumped in immediately. They're not a shy bunch, that's for sure. They're also very willing to get involved in networking activities like the scavenger hunt that we had and the listening activity that we had. They loved it. And they're very competitive. I mean, in a fun way, but super, super competitive and willing to get involved.
Plus, there was a lot of wildlife seen. There were 4 grizzly bears on the golf course.
Really?
There was a question. This guy said it was a wolf, but someone else said it was a little coyote that was chasing him on the golf course.
So chasing him?
That he said he was chasing.
If he was being chased, he would have been
caught. It was
Wile
E. Coyote.
And there was a falcon there. Dave Saraceno. We have a photo of Dave Saraceno.
I saw that.
From Vic,
yes.
With a falcon on his arm.
So and there were owls and elk. We didn't see any. We wanted to see moose, but we really didn't.
Yeah.
See
it was beautiful.
Anyway,
it was
great. But in terms of programming, I mean, we had a lot of great topics. We talked about product safety. There are huge differences in laws between Canada and U.S., which everyone needs to be mindful of. Unfortunately, it's rather complicated in terms of, you know, the differences in laws between the two countries for product safety. We talked a lot about motivating and hiring employees. Some great tips in there. Michelle, what was your favorite in terms of content?
You know, I thought your session was interesting, Melinda, which was the ad impression study just for Canada. I thought the economist, Dr. Jack Mintz, was great. I mean, he delved very deeply into the economies of Canada and kind of slice and diced information for
it. Yeah, and what was interesting is he said the Canadian economy is going to get a big boost this year, mainly because of increasing house construction and house sales in the U.S. are boosting the forestry industry in Canada.
Oh,
so
yeah, that makes
they're
sense.
Thanking the U.S. economy for them getting a bump this year. But he did caution, you know, that while things are getting better and better in the U.S. and Canada, you know, a lot of uncertainties in the world, especially labor shortage in China and things like that, could affect, you know, give the economy some ups and downs in the next few years.
One other thing I thought was interesting, you know, one of the big impediments that people say between doing business between the U.S. and Canada is the shipping and customs. It can be a pain in the neck for people. A lot of suppliers from Canada don't use even a Canadian address. They say that they're based in Buffalo and they have a post office box because it puts off some U.S. customers. We had a representative from UPS there who said that some of the rules and regulations are changing a little bit to make it easier to do cross-border shipping.
That helps.
Cool. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be having some more recaps, I think, actually in
today's
Promogram.
Today.
We're going to have some videos, interviews with some of the attendees and some of the speakers. So check out Council Promogram today. All right, Sydney, well, we're taking the advantage of the fact that you are a teen, and you're going to give us some insight on hot promo products that tweens like right now.
Well, my favorite, personally, kind of more traditional product, I like T-shirts and sweatshirts because – you know, if I'm going to sports or, like, I just need to get changed and go out quickly, then they're always there and I can just throw them on. And then, like, people might say, like, oh, you probably already have too many sweatshirts, but I think you can never have too many because you get a new one and it's all fluffy and then you wear it out and it gets nice and big. So that's probably my favorite thing.
I think you're right.
I also love travel mugs because I like to bring coffee with me to school. So
coffee? You're 14 and drinking coffee.
Would you like Kathy's?
And it's a lot of kids. You know, Starbucks is very popular among teenagers. My daughter's asked to go there all the time.
Do they drink coffee?
Yeah, I try to get them to do decaf, but they have all those fun drinks like mocha latte and stuff. Yeah. But you can order them in decaf.
Mm. And then my other favorite is pens because I can just slip them into my backpack or in my bag. And then if I need like a pencil or a pen quickly for a test or just to sign something, then they're always there. And then I can look at the logo and see like, oh, I remember that name for when I need my pen.
So a lot of tried and true things still are
yeah,
very
really
effective
traditional.
For twins and teens, which is good news. And she's right about the T-shirts and sweatshirts. And my daughters play sports. Andy, I know your son plays sports and you know, you go to these tournaments and they've got on-site people selling T-shirts and screen printing people's names on the back of them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, no matter how many tournaments that we go to, every kid wants a T-shirt from that tournament,
right,
even if they just went to.
Definitely.
You know. And so Birdie's got a collection of about probably 75 T-shirts from basketball.
That's
so what's the most popular color that kids like in T-shirts?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends. Tie-dye is pretty popular. And purple is pretty popular color, purple and blue.
Yeah, bright colors.
Yeah.
I think.
So, like, not, like, dark colors. Like, I really don't see them when they're in, like, brown T-shirts or
black.
Or black
Yeah, we did a focus group with kids and teenagers a few years ago here in the office. They did not like navy. They didn't like black. They wanted, you know, hot pink. I mean, you know, girls especially. But purple and, like, I would agree with Sydney.
Very good, Sydney.
Well, thank you very much, Sydney. Kathy, apparently you and the Dalai Lama both agree that women are better leaders. What's that all about?
The Dalai Lama and I are very tight. But he thinks he would
Don't
like
you
a
see
female.
Him? Do you say hello, Dolly?
I sing it. But he thinks a female could be his next successor. And he says, the world is suffering a great moral crisis of inequality, gender inequality. So he thinks that females actually have the character traits that make them more effective leaders, such as humility. They're seeking to serve others and share credit. They're vulnerable, they show their, you know, if they need help, they ask for it. Whereas men sometimes don't want to show that they need help, even though we know you do,
You're
Andy.
You need help, Andy.
I do need help.
And they're very empathetic.
I don't think Andy's afraid to show that this week.
Yeah. Finally, they're very empathetic. You know, they're sensitive to others' needs and others, you know, flaws and whatever.
Kind of like Michelle.
Michelle's yeah.
Exactly.
All about empathy.
Please all with describe Michelle.
But with those quality character traits, he thinks they would make more effective leaders.
All right. Well, we like the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to pause for a message from today's other show sponsor, ASI Computers. When we get back, we're going to talk about our favorite products of the week.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We have just enough time in the show for Michelle's very favorite part, which is where the editors show off their favorite promotional products
or talk about.
Of the week.
Yeah.
Well, we show them off online.
We do show them off online. That's true. I'm stand
radio.
Corrected.
Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
All right, here's some news for everyone. I'm going to start taking yoga. And Joe.
I'm sorry?
What?
You told me or not?
What? You don't need sneakers for that.
I had a yoga class in college that I just slept through because it was early in the morning and it was after nights of partying. So I never really, you know, got the whole
it.
Gist
so
of it.
So now you feel the
try.
Need to get back?
I think I'm going
to
try. So anyway, this
She's
company.
Making that up.
I'm not. Debco, who we hung
Can
out with.
Can we see
Canada,
video?
Has yoga mats that are really cool, and it's ASI 48885.
She can't even get it out.
Joe looks shell-shocked.
Joe is very strenuous.
Joe's like not even talking.
Well, there's
he's
levels of
speechless.
It.
Speechless.
You could right. do intro levels that aren't as strenuous.
There you go. The downward
My
dog.
Neighbor yeah. friend loves yoga.
I can't wait to
Not that I would
in.
Know.
All right, we're going to get a picture of Michelle on her new yoga mat and put that online as soon as we can.
If we get a picture of that, we'll put it everywhere.
All right. Joe, what's your favorite product of the week?
This 22-ounce sports bottle that I can fill with alcohol.
For
to
your
watch
yoga
Michelle.
Class?
It's a great sports bottle. It's squeezable. It comes with its own neoprene sleeve, which is loadable.
I like that. Yeah, that's
and
nice.
It's very nice. So it's going to keep the liquids colder, and it will also keep the condensation off the user's hand. Because if you get the condensation, it absorbs into the neoprene sleeve. You can find this from Pneumo ASI 74710 and online at pneumomfg.com.
Now, Sydney, do you think teens would like this water bottle?
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, sports. Uh-huh. People are always looking for water bottles to bring to sports that
and
are
easy
that's
a cool-looking one.
Yeah, this
I like the sleeve.
And also, like, if you put it in your bag, the condensation can get all your other clothes wet. So that's, like,
yeah,
a really
that's
good
great.
Thing.
Good for yoga.
All right.
There you go.
Andy
good
come.
For yoga. Michelle, here you go. Come on.
What's your favorite product?
So I was traveling a lot last week with long travel days.
You
very
were?
Long. And what was dying? My cell phone battery. So aww. This is a 3-in-1 charger. It fits all USB charged devices and great for any travel programs, traveling sales reps. This is perfect. Available from Lexar Global, which is ASI 79372. And you can check it out online right now at asicentral.com/radio.
All right, Kathy, bring up the rear.
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's having fireworks displays. I know they have Friday night fireworks in New Hope. Minor league baseball games, they always have fireworks after the game.
And I know you've had fireworks in your backyard before.
Yes, we have. We have them all the time. Lion Circle ASI 67620 has firework hand fan, like the Joe hand fan, only it has a cutout that enhances the fireworks. And it's good for laser shows and things like that, too.
It enhances the fireworks?
Yeah, right. Like the display, the night vision, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You can check out those products on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to today's show sponsors, ASI Computers and AIA. And thanks to everyone for listening. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about patriotic products, aren't we, Joe? Just in time
just
for the 4th of
July.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we've got more next week. Be sure to tune in. And thanks to our special guest, Sydney Cohn. Let's have applause for Sydney.
Yay, Sydney.
Thanks for having me.
You rock. Right. Have a great day and a great week, everyone.